A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, December 30th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the country's food situation.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk, as usual, goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-13860 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
In June last year, we made recommendations to the Honorable Minister of Agriculture and saying that the shortfall of 800,000 was just too much a figure for us to import from one country. We needed to open up all borders, which include Bait Ridge, Plumtree, Machipanda, Chorong, and others. And we also needed to take positions on maize and procure it from South Africa and Brazil and Argentina. But regrettably, the minister refused. The Urumende Zambia in Chibagichayo Chaino Chibusa, but the organization in the Food Reserve Agent. Saka Iyo Yagai Samtemo, Swa 28 November. 28 Mbuzi. Ichitizo, Aicha Kwanza Kupawa Nishibage Kuti, Wapurite Mbuzenjika. Kana Kupawa Nishibage Kuti, Wapurite Mbuzenjika. Wapurite Mbuzenjika.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the country's food situation.
The Grain Millers Association of Zimbabwe says it has appealed to Acting Vice President Phelekezela Mpoko for permission to import maize from South America and South Africa. The association is claiming that Matabeleland regions are left with only just 1 week's supply of maize grain and the whole country with a mere 8 weeks' supply. They are alleging that Agriculture Minister Joseph Made has turned down their request on several occasions.
Around 1.5 million Zimbabweans are predicted to go hungry this year after a dramatic fall in maize production. This is according to the World Food Programme, or WFP.
If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Wonguka Gibbs nasi tirauti tinge tichitarisa nezvemamiriro akaita zvinhu munzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana zvikuru sei munyaya dzekudya tichitarisa chibage. Asi vanhu vakasununguka kuti mutiudze kuti kunzvimbo kwenyu kwakamira sei. Ndambenge ndichitaura nevanhu vakawanda-wanda pachirongwa chatinoita nemusi wemugovera, Gibbs. Mumatunhu akasiyana-siyana, kuMarsh West, kuMarsh East, kunana Midlands, kunana Masvingo nedzimwe nzvimbo, tichitaura kuti nyaya yechibage yakamira sei nezvimwe zvekudya munharaunda mavo. Nekudaro makasununguka kuti munge muchifona muchitiudza kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei, nekuti vesangano reGrain Millers Association of Zimbabwe vari kuti ivo vanenge vasati vapiwa mvumo yekuti vange vachitenga chibage kubva kuSouth Africa nekuBrazil kunova kuSouth America uko. Vachiti zvinogona kuita kuti mutengo wechibage uti wedzerei mazuva mashoma anoteera, vachiti nzvimbo dzanyanya kusangana nedambudziko iri dziri kumatebeland kunonzi kwasara chibage chingakwani svondo rimwe chete chete. Saka tirava kunzwa kuti munoti kudii nemamiriro akaita nyaya dzekudya, Gibbs.
Kungave kume njalo ke, Blessings, yakhumbula kuti ke lapha sike sakloka labantu abangani bafuna ukuthi kudingwe umombo eZambia, bathi kukhanyazani komile. Uhulumende kabavumele ukuthi bathenge umombo kunangale ke eSouth Africa, ngakho ke kunangale eZambia. Ngakho ke osokuhlupha kathesi ukuthi umombo usuyaphela. Nxa sokukhangelwa ke iMatabeleland kuthiwa sisale nje lo mombo omlutshwane kakhulu ukuthi anytime uyaphela. Kuzobuya ilizwe lonke lalo kuthiwa sokuyingcosana nje okusele eziphaleni. Otherwise isiphala sokuchaya umoya. So sunukuzwa ngani ukuthi kambe lina lithini ngakhona okwenzakala eZimbabwe ukuthi umumbu unganisuphela eziphaleni. Nga lifuna ukulingena kuhlelo kuna manje nasi nombolo lifone kanye cellphone la khona ngapho. Inombolo ke zithi 001-202-619-2077. Zaphinda njalo 001-202-619-2077. Yey, khuluma nisizwe Zulu kandaba.
Mm-hmm. And I think, Gibbs, we have our first two guests. Mm-hmm. That is Mr. Everson Ndlovu, development worker based in Matabeleland. Mr. Ndlovu, good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us. Compliments of the season.
Thank you so
much. And we also have Chairman of the Grain Millers Association of Zimbabwe, Mr. Tafadzwa Musarara. Mr. Musarara, good evening and compliments of the season.
Good evening. Thank you. And thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Let's start with you, Mr. Musarara. I guess you've been talking to some of our reporters here about what is going on the ground. But basically, how is the maize situation in the country?
Well, the April crop assessment that was released by the Minister of Agriculture last year, this year, indicated that our last season, our last other season, there was a shortfall of 800,000 tons. And this is the same story also in Malawi and South Africa, of course, at varying degrees. The only country that had excess was or in Zambia. Now, there was a direction from Minister of Agriculture that we should import from Zambia in amount of 600,000 tons. But you see, availability of maize in Zambia is something else. The movement of or logistics of it is also another matter. So we have primarily three border ports, which are Chirundu, Kariba, and Victoria Port. And you agree with me that the other two are tourist borders, which is Kariba and Victoria Port. So we have been importing using the Chirundu border, and that one runs only for 12 hours. We could not bring as much as possible, as much as we wanted. We, from last year, or rather from the beginning of the year up to around 20 November, we only imported 220,000 tons of maize. And that's a lot, because given the logistic challenges, you know, if you import 600,000 tons, you need about 20,000 trucks. And we don't have those such kind of a fleet to move that grain. Now, the issue now is that it's deteriorated to the extent that, according to our count of 15 December, the country was left with 8 week supply, which includes the SGR, which is the strategic grain reserve. Ordinarily, you mustn't count the strategic grain reserve because it's meant for victims, say the flash floods, heat waves, and everything else. So the claims that we have amounted to 254,000 is the means that is being held in stock by millers, breweries, livestock feeders, and also the marketing board. So the minister we have signed, we had a food conference in July, and definitely the stakeholders advised the minister that it's important that we open all fronts, including South Africa and Brazil, now, before the rains and also before the price is going up. So the minister has been very intransigent in that respect. No permits have been issued up to present day. And this has brought us to this position. The impact of that, of course, is that we are likely to see prices staging up to about $450 a ton mid to end February. And then that increase, that we have inflationary pressure on the livestock feeds and also ultimately on the price of milk, eggs, all different type of meat. Food constitutes 30% weighting of our flaking basket. So naturally, it will impact overall in the natural inflation figures.
Thank you, Mr. Msarara, and please do stay on the line. Manzwa Msarara utaura kuti zvino zvinenge zvisina kumira zvakanaka nekuti vanenge vasina kupuwa mvumo yekuti vange vachitenga chibage kunyika dzakaita sana South Africa nana Brazil. We also have Mr. Everson Ndlovu, who is in Matabeleland. Mr. Ndlovu, tell us about the situation in Matabeleland. How is it like?
Yeah, it reflects the picture in the nation. Basically, there is not much in terms of grain left. And GLB basically cannot really meet the needs of the communities from now onwards. This is a challenge. We simply need to go out of our way and do things out of the normal. What I'm suggesting is the government to suspend completely some of its policies in terms of grain importation. Because if we don't do that, then we are hit by this disaster, which is a disaster already, unfortunately. And I'm not so sure what government expects by way of harvest from the irrigation scheme. The challenge, of course, has been ZESA for most of those irrigation schemes. With ZESA challenges, unfortunately, I'm not sure. I cannot speak into that right now. But the way efforts I know for the government to try and intensify this current season irrigation scheme. Yes, it was late already, but there was talk that the government wanted to ensure that this season they increased the outreach in terms of increasing milk production.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndlovu. Please do stay on the line. Tine muteereri dokutanga Gibbs. Tina mukoma Neva Gojo. Makadi. Nare yacho inenge iri kuti netsei sezviri kungoitika kune dzimwe nhare. Tombodzoka kwauri Gibbs.
Yeah, let's go back to Mr. Msarara. Mr. Msarara, just briefly, some people may claim that maybe some of the figures that you're talking about are sort of like not too true, you know, because they're saying you are part of the system that maybe wants to import maize into Zimbabwe. So at the end of the day, how precise are your figures?
Well, our figures are very precise and they are open to anyone who wants to come and scrutinize them. But, I mean, look, we have the 2014-2015 season. We all know that there was no maize. And there was a figure that the government said we short for 800,000 tons. Now, we started harvesting around May up to possibly, so whatever we started harvesting, the shortfall starts to manifest now. Because the shortfall was for 800,000 tons for the year beginning May-June 2015 to May-June 2016. So if you have got a shortfall of 800,000 tons, what it means, in essence, the country was going to say, our last 4 or 5 months, there's no maize to eat up to the next time we harvest. You understand? So we are now about 5 to 6 months harvest time, which is about May, June. And our report is saying we have 8 weeks cover. So if we have a shortfall of 800,000 tons, what simply means consuming 150,000 tons per month, which we mean, it meant that we have 5-6 months without maize. So if we are telling you that the maize that we have is only up to end of February, it's consistent with the figures that the government announced last day, that there is 800,000 tons, which means that we are going to feed our country for only maybe 6 or 7 months, and the rest of it we don't have maize. And that's the maize that has to be imported. So there was a shortfall, and it's uncontrovertible that the issue of a shortfall is there. We all know that there was a shortfall of 800,000. In fact, FAO projected 1.2 million tons. The minister projected 800,000, being the shortfall. So we are now seeing that shortfall in motion. We are now experiencing that shortfall. And we had not imported up to the tune of 800,000 tons. We have imported 200,000 tons. Government has not yet imported the maize. It has committed to do so. The importation has been slowly with the private sector. We gain nothing by lying. All we need is permits to bring as much maize as possible. Look here, the current cropping that we are doing now, we should give us maize in June next year, July, to last up to mid 2017. It's bad, you know, there's heat waves and everything else. So, again, this current season is going to be a disaster, if not worse off than the previous one. And definitely we need to import up to 2017.
Thank you very much, Mr. Msarara, and stay on the line. Lapetungani, Slom Nunzanake, Utloga. Baba Tloga, what's your name? Can I pay Zambia?
Yeah, Tloga, he's just another
American. I'm Bichana, Kunjan, Gunapoliana, in Izun.
I see what I'm finding the guy.
Yeah, I would talk a Nunzanako would be a Umumbo Pella would try as Babu Sua Pella. Lapoke, woman, Jan, Gunapo Zambia.
No, Zambia, or Mumbo, who call on a gift to
So, when one angel is now to talk as an elite wood thing, woman, but a low poker is what we are happy now.
In the corner,
manje kuzaphela njani konoko ukubhekana leZimbabwe babahlonga kuzaphela njani konoko ukubhekana leZimbabwe njoba kutwa umumbuso yaphela nje siphale ifoni yakho sikeleze isikeleze ifoni yakho hamba pichana ubuyele lapha ukukhona sikhasi ngqoqo ye usubuyele. Hello, Tloga. Unfortunately, I think he's cut off. Mm-hmm. You know, his phone was getting cut, you know. Mm-hmm. So now what we're saying is that, you know, Zambia has got lots and lots of maize. Mm-hmm. So he says this maize that it is exporting is the 2014 crop. Mm-hmm. So they haven't touched the other crop. So mm-hmm. meaning that they've got plenty of maize, but they need to protect themselves. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, he says the producers of that maize are perhaps the white commercial farmers. That was, we just out of Zimbabwe, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Interesting. Tine mwe mtereri va Matamba Magadi.
Novara va Magadi.
Tiripo, imi murukupi?
Muno South Africa, ku Cape Town.
Mm-hmm. Nyaya ma inzwa ye kunetsa kwechibage. Murukumbo tumira wa marere kumushoko. Vari kuti kudivan.
Nyaya ye kutumira marere kumusha zvakafanana nokuti vanhu.
I want to note that Skuru Matamba Kupinda, which you don't do.
All right, noted that moving here, Boris Zarakanak.
I want to note that Skuru. Of course, Mr. Matamba is touching on a lot of things from politics, corruption, and all sorts of things. But he's saying life is very difficult for Zimbabweans, both at home and in the diaspora. Gibbs.
Yeah, Baba Ndlovu, kanya ngazani lapha ke kulo mlaleli okade kukhuluma isithi kanya ngazani kuyahlupa abantu beZimbabwe bayahlupheka kakhulu. Bese kubuya ke umnumzana uhloka khona ngale Zambia uthe abelungu laba baxotshwe eZimbabwe kanya ngani yibo asebelima sibilokuzwayo. Kambe ungangena khona lapho uthe.
Yeah. Kanti singabalisa bethu bezolima hapa ke. Kungathini. Yebo, sokuthi maplanzi.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you can see how those guys in come here as a slimming and over it just proved to be he must take a more life. So failing to produce. I want to believe in it.
Mm-hmm.
In other hand, I'm going to put my production that was very serious. Over my dam, maybe there's climate change among our people. But I'm sure even if you send away to give them technology, especially with regards to conservation farming and stuff like that. By our quality, by the same reason, it is. We have no input of a thing in which corner. Why should we have paid until such time is right? It's right, mother, it's a slow onset disaster. I see which is not why we call the call. We knew, from them, but we knew. That's why I have a network advisor now and then. We knew, so, so you know, my worry would be because we knew what did we do therefore to mitigate it out and be. Kulaka economically challenge call. If you are the same, but if you plan and do something about it, right now it's going to cost us a lot of money to import food, not only from Zambia, but even from beyond the region. Given that this drought is trying to reach Yonke. Now, in Zambia, in the hand, I can only give this much and not whatever you require. In my life, I will do the same. I understand what you already said. No. We can't continue to export in Ukraine. Hopefully, that we are happy to eat. And the other thing is that we look at NAPA, human development, the only solution. I want to start to be similar to that thing. Even if we are around, it's really so complicated. But it's not every commodity. It's a new year to free the things. That's why we need to have a community like Sierra Madre in South Africa. We need to look like the name. Because we need to know, that's not the issue. If we utilize information that we need to make in time, we plan ahead as a community, as a nation. That's the full and connect of it.
Yes, I was a colleague, Baba Ndlovu. Bambe konapho ungayika chana. So what Mr. Ndlovu was saying is that there are some Zimbabweans who actually took over farms from white commercial farmers, but they don't have a clue on how to run those farms. So he says the best plan is to call back these white commercial farmers to come and do the actual work, you know. And he says, why should Zimbabwe always wait for, you know, any eventuality? So they knew that there was going to be drought. They knew that there was going to be El Nino and so forth. What did they do? Nothing. So he says there's need for proper planning. So he says the worst challenge for Zimbabwe now, especially those people in the southern region, southwestern region, is that they used to depend on South Africa. With the fall of the rand, they're down and out.
Let's go back to Mr. Msarara. Of course, we want to make it clear to our listeners that we did try to call Mr. Madet, the agriculture minister, for his response. Unfortunately, the phone went unanswered. We even tried acting president, Mr. Pelegezela Mpoko. Again, the phone was not answered. But we did manage to get in touch with Minister Simon Kaya Moyo, responsible for government policy, but he said he was on holiday and he will be prepared to comment when he comes back early next year. Let me come back to you, Mr. Msara. Are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
But Mr. Msara, your critics will say perhaps in this case you are actually mourning or weeping more than the bereaved, and that you actually have a stake in all this. And they are pointing, for example, to the fact that The last time we checked, you were saying that the government must not allow individuals to bring in millimeal into the country, which was cheap because it was not good for your business. So if you are that concerned about people starving, why not just allow the government to extend the licenses to everyone so that people can bring in food?
Well, you see, there's no need for the country, there's no need for the country to import millimeal. When we are milling ourselves on every grain, there is the millimeal for human beings, there's a byproduct that comes out for livestock. Mm-hmm. And that livestock goes now to the production of eggs, milk, and pork, beef, and others. Mm-hmm. So if you're importing millimeal on its own, what you're doing is you're depriving the livestock from that other additional product. Mm-hmm. Secondly, we had the money. We've never asked for money from government. Mm-hmm. We've come up with different financial engineering structures which can give us the wheat and the maize. There's never been a shortage of wheat in this country in respect of bread flour. We're able to produce that. So we have set up plans, and we are providing employment. We are paying money to the fiscal. And we felt that, listen, it has nothing to do with the land reform, in my view. It has everything to do with the climatic weather conditions, because even the South Africans, with their white farmers, they're importing now from Brazil. I think they'll be importing some like 4 million tons between now and August next year. So so is Malawi, and I think Zambia is going to import, if we hear from their next crop assessment. But their current crop at the moment is giving in to the heat wave, that is there. Now, there's no need of bringing finished products when industry can import. And we still have the capacity to import. That is why we have to advise that we have 2 weeks' supply. Please allow us to import additional cover. And also, you should appreciate that, maybe you are not aware, but the Zambian government now has put up a policy that only bought from their parastatal, which is called Food Reserve Agent, which is GMB equivalent, is not going to be exported, and or milled for export. They've come up with a structure that says you buy from millers in Zambia, buy from that organization at a certain price and sell their millimeter at a certain price. So the issue of bringing the millimeter is a very short term. Any government can wake up tomorrow in the region, given the state of affairs, and say no exports of millimeter. You know, that is more likely. But we thought we need to import maize. When we import maize, we get more busier, we get more viable, and we'll be able to go back to the farms and support them through what is called contract farming. And this year, our contract farming hectareage is 45,000 hectares, which we have limited to those with the dam water.
Thank you for that explanation, Gibbs.
Yeah, sike sizweke ecingweni lapha ke silone sigwe kumbe ngibambe kuhle ibizo. Kona phecingweni lobani umuntu okhuluma isintu mara sekhona. Unesigwe yini? Ngubani? Oh, baba
Tshomuni.
Eh, kunjani nyoni?
Sikhona kunjani?
Siyaphila kutwani kona phoke ngendlala.
Mina enjani into zakithi ngimbona ngani ukuze sisizakale. Kungaba ngcono ukuthi kukhutshwe abahuquluzi kwenyuphi emapulazini, kubuyiselwe abacindezeli. Ngimbona ngani abacindezeli babe ngcono kuba bahuquluzi baba bakhona kathesi. Ngikhuluma ngenzenje ngithike nedeleli ukuthi ukuthi kuzulu lalamhla labantu abamisi bathidelele.
Bamba konapo nyoni ungayika chana sathatha nje ikhefu le 1 minute ubambe ungayika chana sibe bamba baba.
Mr. Msar, I know you have a prior engagement, but we'll just ask you one question after the break. So please stay on the line. And also, Mr. Ntlovu, for our radio listeners, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube saying stay tuned.